Order in the court. It's time for Understanding the Law Radio. Well, hi, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Understanding the Law Radio. I am your host, Peter Lamont, and today we're going to be talking about jelly rolls. Well, not jelly rolls as in the food, the jelly rolls that I'd like to eat right now because I haven't eaten anything yet. We're talking about chew jelly rolls. The country singer slash rapper Jelly Roll and a Pennsylvania-based wedding band of the same name. Now, what's interesting here is that the Pennsylvania wedding band Jelly Roll is suing the very popular, very well-known country singer Jelly Roll for trademark infringement. And this case is really, really interesting. Normally, you know, we don't focus on just one issue here on the podcast, but this one's super fascinating. I am going to tie in and reference another trademark infringement case involving the music industry with Kiss, the rock band Kiss, but we'll get to that in a little bit. First, let me tell you what's going on here with Jelly Roll. So the owner of a Pennsylvania-based wedding band, his name is Kurt Tichenel, or Tichenel, I think I butchered that, but Kurt Tichenel, he owns a wedding band called Jelly Roll, and it's all one word. He filed the lawsuit in federal court against Jason DeFord. Now, his stage name, obviously, is Jelly Roll, and it's two words. And he alleges in the lawsuit, which was filed in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania federal court, that DeFord's use of the name Jelly Roll is causing confusion and irreparable harm to Tichenel's business. So the complaint basically alleges that Tichenel had registered as a federal trademark the band name Jelly Roll, and he's used that since around 1980 in connection with his wedding band. He does live performances, and I think he's actually been at the White House or something like that. So it's not as though he's just some hack, you know, wedding singer somewhere, right? I mean, he's got some, I guess, notoriety. I'm sure it's nowhere near the notoriety of the country singer Jelly Roll, DeFord. But that's what this lawsuit is essentially saying. It says that he has the registered trademark and that he's registered it within that specific class of musical entertainment services, because when you file a trademark, there are multiple classes that you can file a trademark within. So you don't just file a trademark like Nabisco, right? The cookie brand. You have to specify that trademark is within the food industry. So you could theoretically have Nabisco trademarked for food, but then also a Nabisco band, let's say, right? And that would be allowed because it's two separate classes. So in this case, the plaintiff has filed in the music entertainment services field. So that's exactly what Jelly Roll, the country singer, it's the same class. So that part of it makes sense. Now, the plaintiff says that he's had the registration for the U.S. service mark and Jelly Roll since, you know, the 1980s, and that now, despite the fact that he has done everything right, maintained the registration, renewed it, and I think the last time he renewed it was in 2019, even though he's done everything right, the country singer Jelly Roll has now interfered with his ability to earn a living. That's at least what the complaint alleges. So DeFord was born in 1984, and he claims that his mom used to call him Jelly Roll as a kid, probably because of his size, and maybe he liked Jelly Rolls. I'm not quite sure, but I am going to go out on a limb and surmise it had something to do with his physical appearance. So anyway, Jelly Roll, the singer, has made that name, I think, really famous. If you search, and I did this myself because I wanted to see if the plaintiff was actually right. If you go into Google and you just search Jelly Roll, I thought for sure that the food was going to come up, right? I was like, all right, I'm going to type it in and it's going to show Jelly Roll, and then nobody's going to be right because, you know, the plaintiff is wrong. But sure enough, to my surprise, you type in Jelly Roll and the food's like nowhere to be found on the first couple of pages. It's all the country singer. It's all DeFord as Jelly Roll. So I think that's interesting, right? Because at least some of what plaintiff is saying is true. Now, we have to get into what does the plaintiff need to prove. So he's got to prove in a trademark infringement case a number of elements. First, he's got to prove that he owns a valid and protectable trademark, which easily enough because he's registered it and he has a registration number. So I think he's proven that, right? The next point is that he's got to prove that the plaintiff's trademark is used in commerce without authorization. Well, okay, he can probably prove that too, being that he's the first one to use Jelly Roll with regard to, a band. Now, he then has to prove that DeFord's use of the Jelly Roll mark is likely to cause confusion among consumers as to the source, sponsorship, or affiliation of the goods or services. That last part's a quote. So in other words, he's got to show that Jelly Roll, DeFord, by his use of that name, that he is going to cause, or at least has a high likelihood of causing, confusion among consumers who are seeking musical entertainment services. Now, seems crazy, but what do we think? I mean, do we think that he's got a chance of proving this? Well, he can prove everything except for, and this is where the argument comes in, and this is really where I think the case is going to focus in on, and that is whether or not there is a likelihood of confusion in DeFord's use of Jelly Roll. Now, I mean, there's arguments left and right. I mean, you could say, when I think of Jelly Roll, am I thinking of a wedding band? No. So I'm certainly not going to be looking for a wedding band and looking for DeFord. You know what I'm saying? So is it really confusing? Now, if I'm searching for Jelly Roll, the wedding band, is that a different story? Am I, what happens when, you know, we do that? So that's an interesting point here, but the question becomes, I mean, you've got somebody that has attained celebrity status. Do we think that the court is actually going to make him change his name? Now, I mean, it's a real tough call because could they, based on the fact that there could be likelihood of confusion, that the trademark has been filed, et cetera. I mean, could they? And I mean, I think it's possible. Now, what do I think? I'll tell you at the end of the podcast. But if you search, for example, if you search Jelly Roll Wedding Band, you only find all of the news stories about this lawsuit, right? I couldn't figure out how I'd go about booking them if I really wanted to, for a wedding in Pennsylvania. Every single entry in Google here, every search is coming up, Philly area wedding band, Jelly Rolls in a trademark dispute. Everybody. So, I don't know. I mean, what was the point of their lawsuit? Is the point of their lawsuit to really force him to stop using Jelly Roll? Maybe. Is it also just to get publicity? Maybe, because, I mean, they went from, let's just say, not well-known national status to now it seems like everybody is aware of Jelly Roll, the wedding band. So was it, I don't want to say a publicity stunt, but was the primary purpose of filing the lawsuit publicity-based? Maybe. Are they looking to force a settlement? You know, are they really seeking to have DeFord change his name, or are they just looking to settle this at some point? You know, we're going to have to see where that goes, because it's interesting enough, right, where it's not like some of these trademark lawsuits where you look at it and on its face, you know, it's just nonsense. You know that it's garbage and it's going to be thrown out. There's no chance. There's no hope. But this one has some merit to it, because everything seems to line up, right, except for that argument over likelihood of confusion. And I could see that going either way, because, I mean, I would argue that if I was on DeFord's side, I'd argue that there's no way that there's confusion between Jelly Roll, the country singer, and Jelly Roll, the wedding band. Nobody is going to confuse the two. Nobody is going to type in Jelly Roll, the wedding band, and end up finding DeFord and then emailing him and asking if they can play in their son or daughter's wedding, right? That's not going to happen. I don't know that there's been enough in the way of interference with the wedding band's business because of Jelly Roll. I mean, the only thing I can say is that on search engines, the wedding band is non-existent. You know, because if you just type in Jelly Roll, then you get DeFord. Now, what happens if we type in Jelly Roll, all one word, wedding band? Let's see what we get. And we still only get the news stories. So again, it's very difficult to figure out what their actual plan is here. Do they really believe that they're entitled to damages because of DeFord's use of the name? I don't know. I mean, but again, it is interesting enough and has enough merit to it that it doesn't seem to be completely frivolous. So this is a very interesting case. I'd like to see where it goes. Now, even, I'm doing this as we're talking, even if you type in Jelly Roll, Pennsylvania, all you get are the stories about the lawsuit. Even if I type in Jelly Roll, all one word, Pennsylvania wedding band, I still cannot figure out how to book this band. I can't. I just cannot do it. Okay, now wait. Okay, here we go. If I am even more specific and I type in Jelly Roll, hire wedding singers, Pennsylvania, then I get to this site, bvtlive.com, and it says Jelly Roll with the big registration mark that you get for filing a trademark. Jelly Roll band, best wedding band in Philadelphia. And it's interesting, and they've got a nice website. It looks like it's true. They've been to the White House. They've played for George Bush. Looks like a pretty good website. They're in Chad's Ford, Pennsylvania. But these guys in this band look absolutely nothing like Jelly Roll. Now, I don't know either if this BVT Live, I don't think this is their site. I'm not quite sure. This looks like it might be a live event company that hosts a page for Jelly Roll, the wedding band, and then you can book them. So, yeah, that's what it looks like to me. But again, I mean, it took me a long time to find them. I just don't know what the courts are going to do with this. I'll be honest. You know, I told you I'd wait till the end to tell you my opinion, but I'll tell you now. I don't think they're going to make him change his name. I think there's enough of an argument to say that there's very little, if any, likelihood of confusion between the two names, the two bands, or the two artists, let's say. And then that just leaves that question open about how does the court get around the fact that they filed a trademark for Jelly Roll? I mean, you've got to walk a fine line, because if you're the court, you don't want to be the one saying, well, filing a trademark is meaningless if you go up against a celebrity. You don't want that. So they're going to have to carve out some exception here if Jelly Roll is going to be able to keep his name. So I think that's interesting. Now, this is, or reminds me of, I told you I was going to add in a case with the rock band Kiss. Years ago, I want to say either 80s or 90s. You might not be familiar with this band, but it's called Merciful Fate, and the lead singer was King Diamond. And King Diamond would paint his face in black and white face paint. If you search it up, you want to look for, you know, King Diamond in Merciful Fate back from the 80s. Well, what happened is Gene Simmons of Kiss, now he was the demon, the one with sort of like the bat wings on his face and white and black. If you don't know Kiss, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Everybody knows Kiss, but look him up if you don't. So what happens is Gene Simmons believes that King Diamond's face makeup is too similar to his own. Now, I just don't see it. And he alleged, you know, infringement. He alleged that it was so substantially similar that it caused the likelihood of confusion. I just never saw it. But the case settled and King Diamond changed his makeup. And then since then, you know, has still continued to wear makeup, but it's a different design than what he used to wear. So in that case, I mean, I really think that at some point somebody was like, all right, look, let's just settle this thing because I don't want to keep going. It was probably on King Diamond's part that he decided to just settle that. So, you know, again, we don't know where that case would have gone. Knowing what I know about Kiss and Gene Simmons, there's probably a high likelihood that they would have taken it to trial. But what happens here in this current case with the wedding singer and DeFord, I don't know if they're really seeking to force him to give up his name, and I just don't see it. I don't see how a court is going to say to this guy, DeFord, listen, we know that you are, you know, country music singer award holder, and we're going to just tell you that you got to change your name. I don't know. Now, I mean, there have people who have changed their names, right? Like Prince, remember Prince from the 80s? But he changed his name to a symbol because he was in a dispute with a record label. So that was a different scenario. That wasn't a trademark thing. This is a pure trademark thing that looks like on its face it's got some merit, but ultimately I just can't wrap my head around the fact that the courts would force DeFord to change his name. But we're not going to know until this thing progresses. Is there a chance that it just settles out of court and DeFord pays Jelly Roll the wedding band some money in a settlement? Maybe. But we are going to follow this one. I like this one a lot. This one's very interesting because it just raises so many questions. Because if you file a trademark in the same class as somebody who is using your name, don't you just have a trademark infringement claim? I mean, isn't it just right there for you? And you would think, yes. I mean, if somebody came to me and said, hey, look, I own this trademark, you know, whatever it might be, and this other competitor of mine in the same industry, same field, is using my trademark name, which if he wanted to file it on his own, he would have had to file it in the same class as mine. I'd say, oh, you got a pretty decent case there for trademark infringement. So, you know, that's where this is so fascinating, because this isn't one of those that's just nonsense. This is not like that Disney lawsuit over Frozen where the person said, I wrote Frozen years ago, or some of these other nonsense suits where they say that they came up with the idea and Disney or some other large company stole it. This one has a lot of merit to it. So I'm really interested in seeing where this goes. And we're certainly going to follow it, but I'd like to hear from you. Leave comments either in the comment section of the blog, if you go to the blog on our website, or somewhere online. It's also going to be all over social media. I'm going to put some polls up and things like that, but I'm really curious to know what you guys think. Do you think that DeFord is going to have to change his name? Really, really interesting. So let me know what you think. Leave some comments. I'm really interested to hear your opinion, and then we'll see where it goes. That's going to do it for this episode. A little bit shorter than the normal ones, but I just wanted to talk about this today because I'm so fascinated by it. I also happen to like Jelly Roll, the singer, by the way. Not the wedding singer. I've never heard them. I might like them if I heard them, but I'm talking about the country singer. I like his music a lot. I think he's really talented guy, and I like his music, so we'll see where it goes. But that's going to do it for today. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Understanding the Law Radio. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. We're available anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, including Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many more. Also, don't forget to check us out online on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again. See you next time.